Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 5th. You'll be interested to know. 48 years ago, today in 1977, NASA launched the Voyager 1 spacecraft, a shining testament to human curiosity and exploration from Cape Canaveral, Florida. That bold mission carried our hopes beyond the outer planets, unveiling the wonders of Jupiter and Saturn, and continues to send back precious data from interstellar space, inspiring generations to reach for the stars. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking fair with waves at 3 to 4 feet. Conditions are clean early on, but will turn choppy by noon as the wind shifts to sideshore at 6 miles per hour. Expect the swell to hold steady through the morning before slightly dropping to 2 to 4 feet in the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with the 4-foot incoming high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the offshore wind is 4 mile per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 4.5 feet at 9:15 a.m., followed by a 2-foot low tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday offers clean conditions with waves around 2 to 3 feet throughout the morning, gradually transitioning to fair conditions as the wind picks up in the afternoon. Sunday sees a steady increase in swell, reaching 3+ feet with clean conditions early, making it the standout day of the period. Monday remains consistent with 2 to 3 feet, but experiences choppy conditions by the afternoon. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 70 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:14, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:31. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 75 and light south-southwest winds. Saturday night brings patchy fog after 11 p.m. with partly cloudy skies at a low around 65. Sunday will have patchy fog with cloudy skies and a high near 76. Sunday night also has patchy fog with cloudy skies and a low around 65. Monday features patchy fog with cloudy skies and a high near 73. Monday night continues with patchy fog, cloudy skies, and a low around 64. Tuesday remains foggy with cloudy skies and a high near 71. Tuesday night sees patchy fog with cloudy skies and a low around 64. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Southern California Edison is facing a lawsuit from federal prosecutors who allege the utility ignited the deadly Eaton Fire, which claimed 19 lives and destroyed more than 9,000 homes in Altadena and nearby areas. The civil complaint also targets Edison for its alleged role in the 2022 Fairview Fire, which resulted in 2 fatalities and significant destruction. Prosecutors are seeking tens of millions of dollars in damages, emphasizing that negligence led to both fires. The investigation remains ongoing, with officials urging Edison to improve its infrastructure to prevent future disasters. Edison spokesman stated the company is committed to wildfire mitigation and is reviewing the lawsuits. Now on to sports. Caitlin Clark's season is officially over, as the Indiana Fever star announced on social media Thursday night. I had hoped to share a better update, but I will not be returning to play this season. She expressed her feelings of disappointment, thanking fans for their support through this frustrating time. Clark has been sidelined since July 16th with a right groin injury, and despite her hard work to recover, time was not on her side. Last night, we kicked off the NFL season with Cowboys at Eagles. Philly came out on top, 24-20. After a brief lightning delay, the Eagles pulled ahead, with Jalen Hurts going 19-for-23 with 152 yards. Hurts really shined in the running game, and the boys couldn't stop him, as he racked up 62 yards rushing with 2 touchdowns. Dak Prescott was in good form with 188 yards passing, going 21-for-34. And tonight, the brilliant decision makers at NFL headquarters decided to take a home game away from the Chargers, with their opening game being played in Brazil as they face the Chiefs. This game can only be watched on YouTube, luckily for free, with a game time at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. On to college football tomorrow. Not too many big matchups, but a good one might be number 15 Michigan at number 18 Oklahoma, which kicks off at 4:30 Pacific on ABC. The Sooners are favored by 5.5. In local sports. Yesterday afternoon at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, the Dodgers lost to the Pirates 5-3. Paul Skeens pitched 6 scoreless innings to earn the win, while Blake Snell took the loss for the Dodgers. Mookie hit a 9th-inning homer, but it wasn't enough against Pittsburgh's 9 hits and clean defense. The boys in blue finished with 8 hits, 1 error, and left 6 runners on base. The Dodgers' record now stands at 78-62. This afternoon, the Dodgers clash with the Orioles at Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Tyler Glasnow is 1-3 with a 3.41 earned run average, faces Dean Kramer, who is 9-10 with a 4.5. First pitch is at 4:05 with clear skies and a temperature of 84 degrees. In top news, Mathieu Bowyer, at the center of the Shohei Ohtani betting scandal, received more than $16 million in wires from Ohtani's account, and this led to an investigation threatening the Las Vegas gambling scene. Bowyer, a former poker player, became involved in an illegal bookmaking operation, attracting clients through various means. In December 2023, Ohtani signed a record contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers. But by March 2024, reports emerged linking him to illegal gambling, leading to Ohtani denying any involvement. Bowyer, who had been successfully running his operation for years, now faces serious legal repercussions as his empire crumbles under scrutiny. In business news, this stock just displaced Palantir to become the S&P 500's top-performing stock. Move over, Palantir. You have new competition. Seagate, the computer storage provider. Artificial intelligence defense contractor Palantir has amassed a cult following with a $370 billion valuation and one of the richest valuations of all time. However, after ascending nearly 2,000% from its October 2020 initial public offering and joining the S&P 500 index, the company has hit a setback. Over the last week, a 10% rally in shares of digital storage company Seagate Technology has helped it quietly displace the one-time best performer in the index. Seagate is now the best performing stock in the index, while Palantir sits at number 2. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% for the week to about $111,000. Ethereum is down 9% to just over 4,300. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.81. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. This disease is on the rise, and many people do not know that they have it. 9 out of 10 people with chronic kidney disease only find out when it progresses to later stages. An estimated 700 million people worldwide have chronic kidney disease, including 35.5 million people in the United States. Experts warn that the biggest health risk associated with chronic kidney disease is dying from heart disease. Early detection is key to slowing the progression of kidney damage, especially with new treatments available. Entertainment news. What should have been the perfect pairing of artist and material instead falls victim to impossible expectations as the master overstuffs his creation. Oscar Isaac plays Victor Frankenstein more as a tortured artist than a scientist. More than once, incensed characters accuse the mad doctor of being the true monster in Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. Del Toro remains a cinematic master with every costume, set, and prop crafted with formidable imagination and daunting attention to detail. However, the film feels as if we are watching through a peephole. Alas, Del Toro's depiction of sexuality remains strangely stunted, raising questions about the monster's attraction. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American astronaut and physicist, Sally Ride. And she said, "Science is fun. Science is curiosity. We all have natural curiosity. Science is a process of investigating. It's posing questions and coming up with a method. It's delving in." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.